Okay, then let's enter into the honesty game again, where you can ask us pretty much anything you want, and we have to answer it honestly, hence the honesty game title. 8119. Okay, first one. If you want to text us, by the way, you can still do that. We'll give you a call back. Hello, Ed.
Hello.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm not too bad. How are you?
I'm really good. I want your question for the honesty game.
Yeah, sure. It's the Chappers, actually.
Oh, okay.
I'm just wondering. I take him as the kind of the alpha male of the Radio 1 team there.
Well, this show, definitely, yeah.
God, yeah. And I was just wondering what the largest animal he thinks he could wrestle and successfully win.
Okay.
As the alpha male.
That's you.
Right, that's interesting.
Yeah, I'm not really saying much on this particular show.
No, but does wrestling an animal, does that count as proving your alpha maleness? Your alpha masculinity, does it?
Well, I know that you're not keen on animals.
Well, this is the problem, isn't it? Is that I am animal phobic in general, and I don't tend to like animals, and animals don't tend to like me.
But if you had to...
What's the largest animal that I could possibly wrestle?
Yeah.
A duck? A gerbil? No, because I once got bitten by a duck, didn't I? So I would say a gerbil, maybe, or a guinea pig.
That's pathetic.
Well...
Oh, I could have a gerbil. Anyone could have a gerbil.
Really?
I think. Fight!
Reduce challenge.
What? You want to wrestle a gerbil,
do you? It
wouldn't
be fair on the gerbil.
After you taught me those new self-defence techniques earlier on today, I think I could have an elephant.
Okay. But you're just going for a gerbil.
Yeah, but because also, I am like... One, because I'm scared of animals, and two, because I'm not really a very good fighter, to
but
be honest.
But a gerbil's got speed, so you'd have to run
quite
quickly.
I'm wrestling it. I'm not chasing it.
What about a zebra?
No. Where are you going to get these animals for me to wrestle?
Oh, don't worry, we can get animals.
Well, no, because zebras are kind of horses, and horses don't like me. Whenever I go on a horse, I get buckarooed off.
Oh, dear. Oh, I don't like that really, either. Okay, good. So a gerbil is the answer.
A gerbil is the answer.
Who's this?
This is Kirsty.
Hi, Kirsty, where are you?
I'm travelling through... it's actually really derelict. I'm coming back from Glasgow up to sunny Elgin.
Okay. What's your question, then?
My question is, have you ever stolen anything from a friend's house?
Stolen anything from a friend's house? Oh, no. I have, actually.
Well, you've probably got a whole list, I would imagine.
Why?
Well, what have you stolen?
Right, one of my friends... She didn't know this. She had some really, really nice shampoo, and I noticed that she had two... No, she had two... What?
Nothing.
She had two bottles of it in the bathroom, and I was like, oh, she won't miss the other one, because I really wanted it at the time. It was like an impulse steal.
And did she ever notice?
Hasn't ever mentioned it to me, no. It was just really, really nice. I was like, oh, I really want that. I don't think it was particularly expensive. It was just that I just... Do you know
that's not the point, is it,
no.
Really?
So,
it's
yes,
no.
So,
shampoo.
Have.
She had two bottles of it because she liked it, and yeah. You nicked one of them.
And also, I have nicked a top from one of my friend's house as well.
And a dressing gown from David Hasselhoff.
Doesn't really count.
Yeah, that's a good point there, sir.
I think the only thing I've stolen is probably... You know when you sit on the sofa and put your hand down the side to see if there's any coins there?
Oh, my God.
The ones
so
that I find from there.
So cheap. You really are, aren't you?
Have you done that?
Maybe. Or if I just see, you know, like a 5p poking out. It's not very much, is it?
Did you ever steal anything when you were at Gordon Brown's? When you were at number 10?
Minister, no.
Did you think about doing a Denise Van Outen and nicking
something? An ashtray or something? No, I really didn't, actually. Because I just felt that there were people watching you the whole time. I told you about the thing where I wanted to go to the loo, and I thought I'd got the wrong place. I thought I was going to get... I don't know. Shot down, wasn't it?
Many thanks to all the people on the text who own gerbils and are offering gerbils up for a wrestle. Thanks very much.
Yeah.
No, I've never nicked anything.
Never from anything from anyone's house.
Why would you nick something from your friend's house? Eh, that's really bad. No.
It was a really nice top, though.
What was it like?
Well, to be fair, it's one of my friends who... I think that they have nicked stuff from my house before, so in my head...
Is that where the other glove went?
In my head, I thought that was all right. Because I know that they've got... Like, you know, one of those things like, can I just borrow a hoodie or something? And it's like, yeah, no problem. And then you never get it back. One of those friends.
Okay.
Yeah. Any more question? What?
Somebody's just texted in, you stole shampoo. No wonder Chappers is the alpha male.
It was really nice. Hi, Emma.
Hi.
Have you been at work today or what?
I've had a day off today.
Hooray. Whereabouts are you?
I'm in Norwich.
Okay, what's your question on the honesty game?
Have you ever seen a ghost?
Ever seen a ghost?
No.
Yvette Fielding would want me to say yes.
Yeah, but we didn't, did we? We didn't see anything at all.
When we went on Most Haunted.
When we went on Most Haunted, we didn't see anything at all.
I was a little disappointed with our trip to Most Haunted, because we went to a... It was a supposed haunted pub in New York, wasn't it? A few years ago.
Yeah.
And there was a... And it's been on hundreds of times. I'm sure a lot of people have seen it, because it gets repeated every other Tuesday or something. But where... You're locked in a bathroom, Chappers, and then you come out of the bathroom, which I seem to find quite amusing, and went, and now Yvette Fielding still says to this day that something laughed in her ear, and I can tell you, Yvette, it was me.
A glass moved on a table, and that was, but we were all touching the glass, and what's that called? What were we doing? Like a Ouija board thing.
Touching a glass.
And that was it. Nothing else moved, nothing fell off, didn't see any of those. What are they, orbs? Yeah. Didn't even see any of them. Nothing.
I have to say, when I went ghost hunting a bit later on, last year actually, with Comedy Dave and Rachel and Alid from The Moyle Show, I did feel some cold air sometimes. But that's not the same as seeing a ghost.
I think that's just the relationship Dave and Alid have.
Right.
Becky?
I have, but it was later found that I'd eaten too much cheese. It was when I was staying at my ex-boyfriend's parents' house, and I was in bed and I woke up in the night and there was this old man coming towards me like, whoa! And I told them about it in the morning and said the house was haunted. And they said they reminded me of the fact that I'd eaten a whole big one of those sausage cheeses. You know, the ones in the orange.
The whole thing?
Yeah. So I'd actually just had a really bad nightmare
cheese,
and then started seeing things.
Eating smoked cheese.
No, seriously.
Shaped as a sausage.
This happens to
doesn't
you a lot.
Mean you see ghosts.
You need...
Eating cheese before bedtime gives you really bad nightmares. And that night it had just given me visions.
No, I think you do get cheese dreams. I do. Definitely.
It was a whole sausage I'd eaten.
What cheese dreams have you had?
You just get weird dreams when you're on cheese. Also, you need to sort this out, because this is not the first time this has happened to you. Remember when you were ill a couple of weeks ago? Mm-hmm. Why was that?
Too much cheese. Much cheese.
Now, right. When you ate too much cheese then, because you ate a whole blue cheese in one go, didn't
yeah,
you?
I did.
Did you see any ghosts then?
No, but I did have nightmares.
Do you not think you should just lay off the cheese a bit? Maybe.
Maybe, but I like it too much.
Are you sure it just wasn't your ex-boyfriend's dad going for a wee in his nightshirt? Yeah, desperate. I need to get to the loo.
Well, there's some quite good questions coming in today. Keep them coming in, please. 81199. You can ask us anything, and we do have to answer it. 81199. Play another tune, Kid Cudi, Day and Night, and then we'll get some more questions on. Also coming up, a bit of Jai Hole, AR Rahman and Pussycat Dolls.
This is a download from Unofficial Mills. For more clips like this, check out unofficialmills.co.uk.
Right, some more. Hi, Steph.
Hello.
Where are you tonight?
I'm just off the M6 at the moment.
Okay, and your question, please.
If the one that couldn't speak could have anyone's voice, whose would it be?
Okay, so he obviously doesn't speak on the show, but if he could have a voice, who would that be?
That's a very good question, isn't it?
He's now going to... He's having a think.
Ooh.
And he's going to probably, as he normally does, type it out for Chappers so Chappers can read it. So just waiting for that.
Okay.
This is Radio 1, Zane Lowe at 7 o'clock tonight.
He's typed out Alan Carr.
So there we are. Alan Carr would be his voice of choice. Of anybody. Okay. Hi, Ollie.
What's up, sweet cheeks? How's it going?
I'm all right, my darling. What's your question?
All right. Have any of you ever weighed yourselves before and after a poo?
Yes. Obviously.
Yes, but not intentionally. Some mornings, if I weigh too much, I'll go and have a shower and go to the loo and then come back and wait, because it gives a more positive result, doesn't it?
You'll poo in the shower?
No, not
oh,
in the
that
shower.
Is
disgusting. I didn't say, I said I'll
Megan,
go
Megan,
to
Megan.
The like, in
you
the bathroom. I meant I'll
shower.
Go to the bathroom and kind of get ready and stuff.
I can't believe you
Stop
poo in
it.
Your shower.
Stop implying that.
That is disgusting.
I have, yes, because I had to a personal trainer weigh in, and I was like, oh, if I could do this now, then I'd easily get for you, rid of a couple of pounds. Doesn't work, generally. But I tried my best.
So does he weigh you every week?
Yeah, most weeks.
How big? A couple of pounds. It's massive. That's like two bags of sugar.
No, but you know when you're like, oh no, I've got weigh in a minute. What can I do to get my weight down? I know, I'll do this.
So when he arrives and gets his scales out, you go to the loo, do you?
No, normally just beforehand I've been.
Right. And then, but without being crude about this, do you then turn around and look at what you've got rid of?
No.
And then try and work out how much weight that
might
be? No,
I just get straight back on the scales again just to see.
And are you really disappointed if it's only a little pebble?
Oh.
Yeah. To be honest, I am.
I don't know what you're erring at. You poo in the shower.
I don't!
Have you ever done that?
No.
You've never weighed yourself
never
before and after?
Shower. Yeah, no, I've never weighed myself before after a poo. No.
All right.
Okay. I sometimes will have a poo before weighing myself.
Right, this is real nice.
I don't do it beforehand and then after.
Okay, so I'm the only one that seems to have done that.
Yeah.
Okay,
but
good.
She's worse.
What?
Yeah, just generally. Who's this?
It's Rob.
Hi, Rob, where are you?
I'm in Suffolk.
Okay, and what is your question, my darling?
Well, it's a question for Becky, really. I was just wondering whether she'd ever been tempted to eat anything out of a bin.
Eat anything out of a bin?
Yeah. You know, sort of, might spot something in the bin and feel a bit peckish.
Yeah, what are you saying about Becky?
Nothing. Well, I did see a programme the other day, and someone did confess to eating out of a bin, and I just, you know.
What did they eat?
I don't know. They didn't actually specify what they ate, but I don't know. It sounded quite tasty.
Hmm. Anything out of a bin?
Yes, I have.
I would have put money on that answer.
But can I say, it hadn't been there very long at all. There was a really skinny girl who used to work here, and she had bought one of those 5 packs of cookies. She ate a couple and then threw the rest in the packet in the bin. And I went, what are you doing? No! I went over and got them out and ate them.
But they were in the packet.
One of my friends, her dad used to have to put washing up liquid on all the food he threw in the bin in case he was tempted to go back later for more.
I think that I have been tempted to go back into the bin before now.
I would only do it to something that had been thrown away in a packet. I'd eat something fresh out of
the bin. I wish I could say the same.
That's disgusting.
What have you eaten out of a bin then?
I remember. It was a new bin bag. I did want to get the Chinese back out of the bin.
It was a new bin bag?
Yeah, there was no other rubbish in there. But I didn't do it. But I did want to.
That's worse than me actually having done it, is the fact that you wanted to get the slops out.
That's what the Honesty Game's all about.
For more clips like this, check out unofficialmills.co.uk.